want to encourage you all, and only because I walk in and Luke's saying the phrase, and we had an awesome time over in Wichita at the service this morning over there, and some new folks. We had a Shiite Muslim guy from Iran, unbeliever, come to our meeting this morning. Isn't that cool? And the gospel was strong. Brock preached it during communion, and I got to preach the gospel, and so that was awesome. We have a Saudi Arabian brother that has been born again and is ministering to Muslims over there. It's just a great thing. And so anyway, had some good times, but in the middle of that, we really felt a refreshing call to asking the Lord to restore the joy of our salvation. And I say that phrase, it's a phrase out of Psalms 51. You remember after David had committed adultery and conspired to murder a husband, Nathan the prophet nails him about what's going on, and he's overwhelmed, and Psalms 51 is his prayer. God, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. I've sinned against you. Cleanse me. But one of the phrases in there, guys, is restore to me the joy of my salvation. And I think that one of the things that can happen in all of our lives that causes us to lose fuel for endurance and fuel for being, you know, walking out our faith is that we lose the joy of our salvation. And we were singing the song Redeemer over there, and that's really what hit us. And so I wanted to just ask you to ask the Lord to restore the joy of your salvation. Massive sin can do that. You know what I mean? Heartache can kind of steal that away. But even just the malaise, boredom of life and walking through, and, you know, your faith gets old and it gets moldy, you know, and we need to ask the Lord to restore just that joy, because my, I hear about billion-dollar transactions between companies and the nations, massive companies spending billions of dollars for money and properties. And I'm telling you, the greatest business transaction, the largest one ever, was 2,000 years ago on Calvary. Jesus paid for every sin of every human being that ever lived, and the majority of them were going to deny him. He suffered and bled and paid for every sin in the world, for every person. And again, most people are rejecting that purchase. But that we're redeemed. To be redeemed means to purchase something back. And we have been bought. I'm just so thankful this morning about being bought by the blood of Jesus. I'm so thankful for that purchase. And I just want to ask that you would ask the Lord to refresh your heart, because it's a bummer deal when believers who've been bought, their sins have been forgiven, they're not going to hell, they're going to, you know, we get to have relationship with God. When we get bored and unthankful and unjoyful, it's just such the antithesis of what we're supposed to be. I don't think you're supposed to be cheery fake, you know what I mean, and cheesy fake, but I do think that we're to have this inner joy that's rooted in the joy of our salvation. Praise God that he saved me from sins. I was so in trouble, and he came and he paid for my sins, past, present, and future. And I just want to ask that you would ask the Lord like David did, whether you're just in a malaise and dull or you've got some sin in your life. And let me just say this, and I'll get you up here, Levi. Some of you been watching the news about the Duggars. Has anybody seen that news? I just want to say something publicly about that. 19 in Kids County, if you don't know, that's a homeschool family, proclaiming family values. And there was some bad news that came about the oldest son with some younger daughters, you know, about 3 months ago. And then some new news came out. And he was involved on a website, blah, blah, blah. You'll see it. The media is having a feeding frenzy on this guy who has fallen. He has repented, and he has admitted a hypocritical life. But I just want to say this. Sometimes there's so much fear, and we live in such a gotcha society, we can sometimes be a gotcha church. You know, people are scared to death to confess, hey, I'm struggling with sin, I'm struggling with that, because they feel like they're going to be shamed by the people of God. And I want to remind you of Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. It says that those who are restoring people, that those who are caught in sin should be restored gently by we who are spiritual, lest we fall into the same temptation. So, as it relates to the news story, I didn't find myself like, oh, that hypocrite. I was like, there's another guy, loves Jesus, fell for the flesh, got on the internet, which tons and tons of men do and women, and got involved in something, and God, by his mercy, outed him and has set him free. And so I've been praying, God, have mercy on Josh Duggar. Bless that family. Even though the world, I mean, my, the world is just so happy and angry at this fallen brother. And I just want to encourage you to pray for them. And I want to encourage us to have a culture here. I hope we have the kind of culture where you can come to me or come to someone in here and go, I've been slipping. My heart is cold. That fleshly desire has got me. I've been going. Listen, I hope we're in a culture where we're not just like shocked and, oh my gosh, how could you? I've seen that happen in cultures I've been in, and it's not who we should be. We don't okay sin because it's a defaming of the glory of God, and it's killing you. Sin always kills. So if you're struggling with sin, I'm pleading with you, run from it, run to the Lord, run to brothers and sisters, and ask to get help to get out. But know this, and I hope if I have anything to do it, when you come to me, I'm not going to like preach at you and dog on you. I'm going to be so thankful for your humility and for your confession. I want to help you get out of the sludge. And so I pray that we could be a place that people are gently restored. And listen, people don't live in secret. Secrecy is killing the body of Christ. It's killing us. It's okay, as Brock says, to be private about some things, but when you have secrets and then you're isolated and you're struggling with that one thing alone, I'm telling you, it ends up in tragedy. And I hope that this can be a place where secrets can be revealed. Listen, I'm struggling with this secretly. I'm struggling with that. You won't have any new sin. I just want to say this one more thing. The devil tries to tell you you're the only one struggling with that sin. And if you tell about it, everyone's going to hate you and walk away. I'm telling you, that's a lie. It's a lie. You're not the only one struggling. Other people are, and you will not be rejected by God's people. If we're truly God's people, we receive repentant sinners. We receive people who are in confession, and we begin to help restore them. And again, we don't want to make light of sin. Sin's killing relationships, killing people, and will kill you eternally. Gotta hate it. But I hope we, again, have a culture where you can confess that and you can get over that. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would restore the joy of our salvation. I pray for those that have got bored with Christianity. Their faith is struggling. I know, whatever it be, I've been there in a day, in an hour, and at 3 o'clock in an afternoon, and I feel dull. And then that could turn into something worse. And so I just pray for a restoration of joy about our salvation. I pray for a fresh view of your glorious sacrifice at Calvary. That the most that was ever spent on planet Earth was spent 2,000 years ago. The precious, innocent blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for your resurrection from the dead. And I just pray for an infusion of joy in this season in the hearts of believers. And I pray if anyone struggling with sin secretly in this room, I pray, God, to give them wisdom. Break the deception off that they might confess to you. They might run to a brother or sister. Start getting prayer and battle the thing that wants to kill them. Finding your grace and mercy at the cross and in the body of Christ. Lord, I pray, I just feel compelled, I pray again for anyone hiding, got darkness. I just pray, God, for freedom for them, courage to step into the light and to find fellow strugglers who love Jesus, who will grab them by the arm and will